Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, Ben!
One of you needs to pay the council tax.
Listen, Matthew. Sure, we've mentioned this before, but shouldn't you do something round the house?
Yeah. Every day seems to start with you telling us to clean up or mend something or pay for something, whilst you sit around on your short arse doing sweet FA.
Yeah, then you force us to have a flat share slam down to decide who does it. It's unfair.
Well, not this time, matey. This time we're going to rise up against the tyranny of Matthew. What are you doing with that old-style pocket watch on a chain?
Yeah, why are you swinging it back and forth? Hang on. Are you trying to hypnotise...
And sleep. When you awake, you'll both give slightly flimsy reasons for not wanting to pay the council tax. Then I'll say, there's only one way to settle this. We'll have to have a... And we'll all shout, flat share slam down. Understood?
Understood.
Good. And we'll never question Matthew ever again.
Never question Matthew.
Well, I'm not going to pay the council tax. I find it all too taxing.
And I'm not going to pay the council tax. I've already given all my tax money to a man who stuffs dead animals. That's right. He's a pervert.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flash your slam down!
On the panel show that says, I'm never gonna leave you alone. The tide is high and the groove is on. She said her name was Cindy. Would you like a drink off me? Bikini on the left, Dakiri on the right. Come and give me loving all through the night. Do the wild thing, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Girl, I wanna hear you sing. Dum go dum dum go dum dum go dum ho. Hey, I like to have fun now. Dum go dum dum go dum dum go dum hey. Girl, I wanna hear you sing. I wanna pay tax on the beach. Come on, move your body, tax on the beach. I wanna pay tax on the beach. Come on, there's a party, tax on the beach. Come on, there's a party tonight. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby, and while they're under my roof.
Not bad.
I'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Oh, oh, oh.
Tom Parry, let's hear the facts about why you won't pay the tax.
Well, Matthew, I am not going to pay the council tax because you all remember a few years ago I ran a stationery shop. And
we all remember.
I had a very large shipment of drawing pins about to be delivered. But my tax bill arrived and I said, this is too much money. I'm going to have to get rid of that massive consignment of drawing pins that are about to be delivered. I had to cancel tax.
Yeah, it was quite a sad story, wasn't it? Yeah.
Tax.
Yeah, it was good.
Drawing pins, the tax.
Oh, so it works on no levels. Great. Clarky, let's get down to brass tacks. Why are you such a terrible arsehole?
Well, I'm not going to pay the tax because I'm exempt. I looked it up online. And it said that you don't have to pay tax if you're a member of an international organisation. And I am a member of a few. For a starter, Amnesty International. And if I'm not exempt there, then what the fuck are they doing with my £2.50 per annum? Also...
You put £2.50 up your arse.
Yeah, every year. I'm also a member of the World Wildlife Federation. Because I thought it was the World Wrestling Federation. I'm also a member of the World Wrestling Federation. And I'm also a member of the World Wide Web. Oh.
You're also a member of the jokes that just kind of peter out.
Yep.
Organisation. That was good though, Clark. You've actually...
Thanks, mate.
No, it was good because... I've been at all of these recordings and that was genuinely... That was like showed a bit of work. Now...
you can't.
It must definitely work, both to say and to listen
for the,
to.
Yeah, for the audience as well. Now, what was you paying council taxes? Two taxes without council. So who have
canceling
you brought...
Cancelling the tax.
I get it. Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well, the Jamboree's in trouble. I organise it. The Jamboree is really... It's a running joke, the Jamboree.
I listen as well, Tom. I just thought it'd be undignified if I went ooh as well.
Oh, no, get on board. We've got low funds. We're going to need a Maverick sponsor to come in and save the day financially. So I thought, who is the poshest person I know? I asked along Mr. Ivo Graham, everyone!
Now, Ivo, thank you for coming on the show. Have you been a flatmate? What kind of a flatmate are you?
Oh, I'm flatmating all over the shop, mate.
Really? Several houses, I'd imagine.
The joke's on you, Matthew, because I currently live with my grandmother.
I think the joke might be on you in that case, actually. But,
I've also lived with some people my own age.
Okay, let's talk about that, yes. Are you a good flatmate? Are you a...
No, bad. A bad flatmate.
How so?
All the classics. Stealing food, not paying bills, loud porn. I've got them all down. I did have a problem with my flatmates at uni. My flatmate Matthew got a... I got a girlfriend, the lucky sod. And they said that while they were trying to do their new relationship business...
admin? Yeah. Prenup.
Downstairs admin.
Admin with the servants.
I thought it would be tactful to my families when they were having sex to listen to just to put earphones in and watch some TV on my laptop, which is possible now. I would watch The Thick of It, which if you haven't watched it, it's great satire. But my flatmate Matt said it was quite weird because he'd be trying to have sex with his girlfriend, but because I had my headphones in, well, they couldn't hear the TV show because all they could hear was me in the living room just laughing. In series 3, episode 5, quite a lot.
Ben, who have you brought along with you this a week?
Well, as I've mentioned before, I am a member of the World Wide Web. And on it, I found this wonderful website called Tinder. And I was matched with the lovely Adam Buxton! Hello.
So Adam, what kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm like a fully grown man, right?
You're very similar to, yes.
You are, yeah. So, that's one of the categories that Clarkie looks for on Tinder.
And I've got a wife.
Oh yeah, I've got one as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And
you didn't mention this.
Yeah. I've got a wife and I've got three human children.
Congratulations. And there are any other children apart from the human ones? Just the.
Yeah, there's another one.
But that's a fourth that is still being categorised at the moment.
It's pretty. I think it's a dog.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost certain it's a dog. But no, I'm like a fascist. I'm like a kind of evil dictator in my house. I've got very high standards and I want them to be upheld at all times.
Right, what makes you Nazi dad?
Things that make me very unhappy. It's generally my wife who is causing a lot of the problems.
Tell me about it, mate.
I don't have a wife.
Tell me about it, mate.
Let me tell you what you're missing. It's a total nightmare. Ah. Apart from very occasional physical union, which is... terrific.
It's actually called downstairs admin, Adam.
My wife's got a pathological fear of closing doors and cupboards. Like, she loves to leave everything open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But then you get the great thing of if it's a low cupboard, you can close it with your hip. And that is, if you're carrying a cup of tea and toast on a plate and you close a drawer or a cupboard with your hip, that's the greatest feeling in the world.
Well, it's not so good for me because I'm small. So generally I'm closing those things with my face. After I've smacked into them.
Well, I think we better move on. We've met our teams. It's time to say Tax Entertainment as we launch into this round one. Let's hear the jingle.
A bill through from the local council, and we know it's all good 'cause we
love tax.
recycling. And that is just one reason to love tax. It pays for police and CCTV aplenty. So hurry up and pay your council money.
We love tax. It's a little known fact. It pays for street cleaning. Love tax, baby.
Oh, love tax, baby.
Love tax, baby, love tax. Love tax, baby, love tax. You're what? Eligible.
You're not doing like a tax version of the whole of the rest of the album.
No, no. So round one is council facts. In this round, our players have to imagine they are in therapy. One member of the team will play the counsellor, the council. The other will be the patient. I will give the patient a symptom and their team has to guess what it is. So you have to counsel the fact out of them. So, for example, if I were to say to my teammates, can you help me? I spend my entire day alternating between aimlessly staring at strangers' lives on Facebook and crying while I masturbate. They'd probably say, I can't help you, Matthew, and could you please start playing the game? So we're going to start off with Ben and Adam, I believe. So, Ben, that's yours. Adam, that is yours. Now, Ben, you are going to start. You're going to be the first patient. And Adam, you're the therapist. Before we begin, for the listeners at home, and I think we're doing this for the audience as well, here is Ben's symptom.
Ben can only speak in 5-word sentences.
How are the listeners at home going to read that?
Well, what we're going to do at the end of the show, I'm going to do the mystery voice, which will be Ben has 4 cocks or something. You know, whatever the thing is. You know, so we'll do it that way. Okay,
you said you never tell anyone.
I know that was shouldn't have given your actual problems then. Okay,
only one of them is mine, by the way.
You.
Really sinister.
Yeah. The other three are me, Tom, and producer Ben. So, Adam and Ben, off you go.
Tell me. Is this a problem that you developed recently?
No, I've had it ages.
I mean, I wouldn't be a good counsellor. I've got no fucking idea where to start. Do you... pretend that you are serving me a bowl of cornflakes.
Here is your bowl. Cornflakes.
This is like a bloody Samuel Beckett play.
Thank you for the cornflakes.
Have any of you even seen a therapist before? Like, I mean, not...
The cornflakes, please. Hang on 1 second. I'm just consulting my therapist book. No, that's not appropriate. No, that won't work. Can you say the alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E.
Do you have a problem?
F, G, H, I, J.
Do you...
K!
What's your problem then?
P-Q-R-S-T.
Is your problem that you interrupt people after leaving long pauses?
No, it isn't.
I'm a you
it's common. It's a common problem. I've got many people coming to me with, excuse me, I interrupt people after leaving very long pauses. Is there anything you can do for me? And I was thinking, oh, here's another one. I can't help you, fuck off.
T Tom and Ivo, have you got any idea what it, you don't know?
I got confused by the questions at the start.
He speaks with five words.
Yeah, we'll give it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Ivo, you're next. Tom is your therapist. Ivo, here is your symptom. And for the listeners at home, here is the mystery voice once again.
Ivo doesn't know the right place to pause in a sentence.
Oh. Very popular with the audience here tonight on our magic scorecards. Okay, Ivo and Tom, off you go.
Greetings, sir. Sit down. How is your day going?
Well, Tom, my day's been lovely, actually. I'm having a really good time, but there's one problem. You see, I got a problem that I need to speak to you about.
Okay.
It sounds like you've both got this problem, actually.
It is contagious.
Yes.
So,
if anything, Tom's got it worse than Ivo has.
I haven't really adjusted to the problem yet, if I'm honest.
I want to hear about your normal day. Please, talk me through it.
Well, I got up in the... I know this looks shit, but try it at home later. It really is quite hard. So, Tom, you would like to hear about my day.
Yeah.
Well, I got up in the morning and... I mean, to be fair...
Are you a very hesitant blues singer?
Woke up this morning and then I
Okay.
If you were to meet someone who has your problem,
I think I just have.
What would you say to them?
Tom, you're really good at this. You're so much better than Ivo, and you don't even realise. I would say, Ivo, tip, just repeat back what Tom says.
Tell me, how do you feel when you go into a room full of people?
I feel incredibly nervous when I go into a room full of people.
Is it because you only speak in haikus?
To be fair, I don't know what they are.
In a second, I'm going to have to throw over to the other team.
Oh, please.
Is it... you can only speak in iambic pentameter?
That's one thing I do know a lot about, and that's not my problem.
You pause in places where you like to...
Yeah.
Really?
I'm gonna you don't know the right place to put a pause in a sentence, so I'm gonna give you, I think, a half a point for that.
You know you said you had to put a mystery voice over the podcast listen, so could you do a mystery just guest in for that skit? Just doing it.
Can you believe it? We're gonna play this round twice more. We're gonna We'll do it because there's definitely one of ones.
Really?
We're going to have to cut Ivo's one. So,
That's so unfair because I'm next.
I know, exactly, yeah. So, Ben and Adam. Ben, you're now the therapist. Adam, you have a problem which I believe I've handed to you already.
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, and the problem for the listeners at home is...
Adam says the opposite of what he means.
Once again, very popular with the audience here tonight. Okay, so Adam and Ben, off you go.
So, Adam.
Hello.
Perhaps you'd like to tell me about yourself.
I certainly would like to tell you about myself. I love talking to therapists. I love opening up in all kinds of ways. That came out right.
Okay, so, how is your relationship with your friends, for example?
Well, loads of friends.
Something tells me this isn't true. Call it intuition.
I don't know what you mean. I've got absolutely loads of friends. They're much less successful than I am, but... it doesn't matter to me because we stay in regular contact, so it's... it's not a problem anyway. Their lives are boring.
This is turning
Adam,
to real...
you do know we're playing a game, right?
Before shit gets too real. Do you want to make a guess, Ben?
Does he always lie? Does he always say the opposite of what he...
Oh, yay!
I have to say that was an easier challenge than...
Thanks, Adam. I didn't want to... I thought it'd be bitter to say it myself. Yeah. But I'm so pleased you've stepped up. Unless you're still playing the character, in which case... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a reason why there's a riddle about the man lying, the man telling the truth. It's not you arrive at the door, there are two men. One uses pauses correctly. Who do you ask?
Well, Ivor, there's your chance to make it back because you're going to play the therapist in this round, and Tom is going to have one of many problems. So for those at home, this is what's wrong with Tom.
Tom's mood changes dramatically every 15 seconds.
Okay. So, off we go.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
No acting required. No. So, how have things been at home?
Awful. Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, dear.
Like close to suicide sometimes. But then, I mean, why not?
Why not? I love it. I mean, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Send it all of you. I mean, it's fine, isn't it? It's fantastic. Right.
Unless you don't think it is fantastic. Would that be okay, do you think?
I think Tom's... Can I have a guess?
I don't want to put anyone out.
Confused feelings about suicide. Ethically.
No, it's not that, you dickhead! Come on! Get it together, for fuck's sake! You're fucking this up! You fucked up the last round!
You did really well, mate. I thought you were brilliant. Really good.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's
you
not
said
easy.
The first half with much more conviction.
It's not easy what you did. It's not easy what you did. Not at all.
I think that... Right, Schizophrenia and Birdsong.
I mean, it's a great album, by the way. If you listen to it, it's really good.
I think Tom changes his mind quite a lot.
Almost mind. His
opinion.
Not opinion. No. I think the other team might have it.
Moods.
He changes moods. Yes.
Because moods and emotion is
so. So I think we can give a half a point to Ivo for the assist there, and then for popping it in the
more
back
sport.
Of the
lovely stuff.
Back of the onion bag there for Adam Buxton.
The onion bag.
So, before all we go into round two, well, as Tom said, producer Ben, what are the scores?
Well, after all that time and effort...
It's too old! Well, let's just crack on. Let's play Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there! Do as you're told! Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold! Gold!
Listen to that! Gold, listen gold, to that! It's a movement! Gold, I feel like Russell Brand! Gold! 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 Easy, Russell!
So, this week we are playing our version in Flat Games of Trivial Pursuit, which we are calling, and wait for it, folks, because this, I think, might be our most torturous pun yet. This is not Trivial Pursuit, but Try the Veal Hirsute.
Oh, my God! We did it!
Yes.
We did it, everyone!
We just completed comedy.
Say that phrase as if it was Trivial Pursuit.
Try the Veal Hirsute. So, in this round, I'm going to get each player to impersonate famous bearded people ordering food from a menu. Now...
Good.
Strong flat slap.
It was fun when Tom, Ben and I got to type our initials into the kill screen of puns. So, the teammate has to guess both the name of the beardo and the food they're ordering. So I'll give you three each and 2 minutes to guess as many of them as you can. So Tom and Ivo, you're up first. So let's alternate. So Ivo does one, then Tom does one, then Ivo. And your 2 minutes starts now.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. One syllable. Pretty impressive.
What do you want to eat, Mr. Sean Connery?
Show was really peaked very early with Show.
We're against the clock.
Oh yeah, liquid. Liquid. Liquid, but it'll only be served until midnight.
Oh, soup.
Yeah, until midnight.
Of the day, soup of the day for Mr. Connery.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yep. Okay, Sean Connery.
Well, my latest wife won't let me eat meat, so I'll just have some garden things on a plate. I hate this witch, but I won't kill this one.
Brian Blessed with the mixed salad and quite a lot of bonus information.
No. Sorry, I can see why you think it's Brian Blessed. My fucking wife! I killed the last one, but this one stays!
Oh, sorry, right. Henry. A mixed salad for Henry VIII.
Yes.
Right. Okay, sorry.
30 seconds left.
Ho, ho, ho! I'm done with the main course. What's next?
Santa Claus wants dessert!
Yeah, but it's a kind of dessert which is ho, 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 specific to me.
A Christmas pudding?
Yes!
I'm still Henry VIII! Well done!
10 seconds.
Okay, I want some meat on a bone that comes in like a little disc, but I'm not sure. I'm going to use this phone. I'm going to ask someone who works in a financial establishment.
I'm afraid
it's a good offer.
That's your.
I'm going to have the pork.
That's your time. I'll let you guess.
Hang on, veal or no veal?
Say salami for Edmonds.
Salami for Edmonds.
That's a show we're pitching to Channel 4.
It was in fact chops for Edmonds there. Chops.
Discs of meat on the bone.
Oh yeah, no. Fair
now, I mean, it's not great.
That was pretty fantastic because for that round you got 7 points.
Yeah, didn't get to hear me doing Gandalf ordering the pork belly, which is...
You will never hear my mercy. Rasputin ordering eggs on toast. What a loss to the world.
It's a real shame. So with 2 minutes on the clock, Ben and Adam, you can begin now.
Jesus.
You can't tell him who you are. That's not allowed.
Right, stop.
It's Jesus asking for cheese.
Okay, your 2 minutes starts now.
Genuinely didn't mean that.
I would like chicken, medium.
God, is that God?
Yes. I suddenly got a lot posher.
Chicken, medium.
Or hot, extra hot. Why not? I'll try all the flavours.
God's ordering a curry.
Lime and lemon? Who orders that? What dickhead goes there and orders that? Clearly not entering into the spirit of things. And because I am eternal, I want my drink to be eternal.
Adam, you've already got God, so you're very, very close to getting the answer correct.
Perilously close.
Is that it? Peri Peri Chicken.
Specifically the brand.
Oh, Nando's.
Yay! What's in Nando's? It's your turn, Adam. You have 50 seconds.
I like.
Oh my God! Did he kill his wife?
I'd like you to slice me off a part of a loaf and spread over it something from a tub. Just one section of the loaf, please, and with some stuff spread over it from a tub!
Is it Brian Blessed?
Yes.
Or doing pate?
No, just a portion of a loaf. What the fuck do you call
a
that?
A crust.
No, not a crust. When you have a
A portion that you put into a toaster.
The joy slice.
Yes!
Oh, that's your time, I'm afraid. Oh,
that! That was 2 minutes, holy shit.
That was 2 minutes. For the audience, what was Brian Blessed ordering there? Bread and butter, of course, bread and butter,
yes. The joy
that's
really...
That's not a fucking meal! You paupers!
Can I just say... they were ordering food. That is technically food. I never said the word meal. Food from a menu.
I had an incredible Hagrid impression that was in the wings.
Well, I was fucked on the hairy bikers, so I'm very pleased.
You were fucked on the hairy bikers or by the hairy bikers?
Hell of a night.
You got three because you got Brian Blessed as well. So 3 points. That's
not
bad. I can't
believe you looked at God and said Jesus and he's allowed a point.
I genuinely didn't.
You don't connect the two, do you?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So next up, folks, let's clean your teeth and have some beef. It's Beef Brothers!
Oh, yeah. If you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based gripe. So this one comes from Suze, who's in the audience tonight. Suze says, one of my best friends is so tight, she always tries to force us to go to Wetherspoons on nights out.
Wow, the first few words...
I know, yeah.
My brain was skidding around.
Once she made me sit in a Pret for 2 hours because the pub across the road looked too expensive. And asked if we could share a drink.
Why
hang on, hold tight. Wait,
yeah, but
when
we go to a pub, you both tap water anyway, so you might as well go somewhere good.
What about, no, Pret's not good. The ambiance.
Not for like a Friday night.
Lovely ambiance. Watch a businessman having a hoisin and tuck around.
Not a Friday night activity, though.
So we've got time for a cross-examination. Ben, Adam, you're on Suze's side. Ivo, Tom, you are not.
Suze, how did you meet this housemate?
I went to uni with her.
Okay.
Does she have a job currently?
Yes.
Yeah. What is her job?
That's... I know that titter. Yeah. That's the titter of a friend with a prostitute.
She's not tight anymore, then.
We absolutely cannot allow that.
I'm not sure. Oh, I'm not sure.
Hashtag everyday sexism.
Hashtag...
I'm not sure.
Hashtag not so everyday sexism.
Yes, all women, I'm not sure.
What, you're saying yes, all women are prostitutes? That's not fair.
Isn't that what that hashtag means?
No, that's not what it means. No.
I've got to go delete some tweets.
So what is her job then, can I ask?
She's a hula hooper.
Whoa, what the...
Amazing. Amazing.
Whoa.
Susie, what do you do?
I'm a receptionist.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Are you a...
So, wait, she's a hula hooper. Explain, I mean, I know what it takes to hula hoop.
We did drama at uni.
And now she just goes around hula hooping.
And you do receptionists. So yeah. She's living the dream and you're stuck behind a desk.
Pretty much, okay. Yeah.
Where does she hula hoop?
Everywhere.
Around her waist?
Yeah.
any further questions?
Where are you from, Suze?
I'm from North London.
Oh, yeah.
Where's she from, Suze?
Southampton.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
This isn't
did,
our...
Did
this...
Mummy and Daddy put you through uni?
Jesus!
Whoa!
What is your
Tom,
problem?
There's something I need to tell you as well on that.
I think we're ready for the opening prosecution. So, Adam Buxton, to begin the case, for the prosecution, you're 1 minute.
I'm prosecuting her friend.
You are on her side, you're against her friend.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get, like, sorry, I don't...
Okay, that's all right, yes.
I've seen
I can tell you're on the right side. You're
and
on
that's about
team.
It. For,
yeah, so
more.
So basically, you're going to explain why Susie's in the right and her housemate is in the wrong as if you were at court.
Oh, right.
Oh. Do you want to ask her any questions before we push on?
Can I ask you a question? Is there any way that Ben could do this...
You've clearly not heard Ben do it, because honestly...
I'll take over?
Well, I tell you what, I'm happy to flip it over if, Clarky, you're willing to do that.
I mean, I've got nothing, but... I never do.
But as to...
Happy to do it.
Okay, all right, in which case, and a big round of applause for Clarky as he begins the case for the prosecution.
Just keep that round of applause going.
No.
How much have I got left?
50 seconds.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's break this down, people, because I don't know what's going on.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled. He definitely doesn't know what's going on.
Look, man. We've all got friends like this. They're arseholes. They turn up at parties. They don't bring any drinks. They do other stuff that might be funny.
Watch and learn, Adam. This is
actually... Seeing that is a fucking good point.
It's a master at work.
Do it as a hairy biker. Come on.
Come on, Master Harry. Use your law wand.
He's not Minister for Magic Cornelius Fudge, come on. Or Rufus Scrimgeour. On we go.
Well, I don't know which way is up, but I do know that this lady is clearly a bitch. I'm so sorry for saying that. But... I mean, exactly.
It's good to see the old pauses problem is spread all the way across the desk.
And I should point out, I have only said 5 words.
And you've been going for 2 minutes. I didn't stop the timer. I was enjoying it so much. So, Clarky, that was the case made for the prosecution.
Well,
and
do you know what? That's a thinker, that one.
It's a way homer. Now, Ivo... Ivo, you have exactly 1 minute to begin the case for the defence, and there's everything to play for. Your time starts now.
Guys, the country... people are going through very difficult economic times at the moment, I've read. Not all of us have grandmothers to freeload off. Listen, if you can't get on board with a freeloading hula hooper from the South Coast... then who can you get on board with, okay? Both of their drama degrees have obviously failed, although, you know, people in glass houses. But at least she's trying to make it work. She's not stuck behind a desk. She loves prep, and, you know, I certainly don't blame her on that front. The range...
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
I'd love a Friday night bonnet spent in a Pret, although I'd not find one open later than 8, so if your friend...
That is your time, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Basically saying I'd just like to meet Susie's friend.
Suze, would you like to tell us where that late opening Pret is?
Holborn.
Holborn. Fair enough. Okay. It's another world, isn't it, Ivan?
The rest
it's
of the game world. Is irrelevant now. I've got the information I came for today.
So, Adam, I'm afraid the time has come, and you have to complete the case for the prosecution. Now, if you can try as much as you can to remember everything that Ben said, and kind of sum it up in a succinct way, that would be really... That would be really useful for us. So remember, you're on Susie's side, you're against a stingy housemate, and your time starts now.
As my learned friend pointed out, your pal is doing stuff, and some of that is funny. Sure, she's great at hula hooping, and that's a compelling and attractive personality trait. Of course you want to keep in with her. Why wouldn't you? With that skill. However, she is sucking the life out of you.
It's like Tom's character from the
last
game.
And she's got nothing but contempt for your friendship. Friendship, I don't know if you know, is a two-way street. But for this woman, It isn't. I maneuvered you into a logic alley. And then hopped on your back when you least expected it there.
5 seconds.
I'll give you a chance to recover. You're probably reeling. She sounds...
It's your time, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. The old chance to recover. But excellent work there from Madam Buxton. So, the prosecution rests. Now, Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the defence.
Yes,
Can I ask the question? Are you going to be doing it as yourself?
I'm going to be doing it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer. Yay! Who goes by the name of Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Well, Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing. And the time... Oh, in fact, fuck the time. Off you go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury... Fanshawe Standen here, presiding. We heard a lot of fancy words here today. Hell, you've probably been listening to them lawyers from the big city there. With their fancy phrases. Alley, streets. This here's a small town. We simple folks here. Hell, I recognize you from the big shop. Yeah. I tell you something. Little fella go by the name of John Jones. You remember John Jones? Well-to-do. Smart suit. Red shoes. Hell yeah. I remember John Jones the day he bought a Mercedes-Benz. I sat there in my front porch. I said, Mrs. Standen, look at that damn Mercedes-Benz. Smell of the leather, green paint, tires. I ain't never known that driven no Mercedes-Benz. But I got my bicycle, red paint, rusty. Shoes. Did I tell you something for nothing? I never not got them where I've been going to.
Is this a deleted scene from 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah, that plot about the shoe bicycle just isn't working, guys.
We simple people. We red back. We small town. We ain't no Mercedes Benz. Defense rests, John.
That was 45 years a slave.
That was, although, weirdly, that was the first time Fanshawe's speech has been shorter than Clarkie's. So, incredible work there. Now, I know whose side I'm on, my own, I look out for myself, but there's still the small matter of the public vote. So, beloved members of the Phoenix audience, if you think Adam and Ben, and therefore Suze, is in the right, applaud now. Pretty good. Pretty good indeed. But if you think Ivo and Fanshawe, indeed, and therefore the stingy flatmate is in the right, applaud now. Oh, I think I'm going to give that to Ben and Adam. Ben and Adam were the winners there. Well, there's only one round left, but sadly the woods between us and the quickfire round are, as Robert Frost might say, lovely, dark and deep. There's miles to go before you sleep, so let's pop on our crampons and scale the quickfire round jingle.
Oh, I've probably got time to go to the toilet now.
Almost certainly.
Can I seriously?
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quick. And as you most probably know, the jingle is one that lasts a long time.
Ooh, that's the joke that we're doing.
And every time I have to think of things to say in order for this to be a long jingle, and all Ben has to do is play his jangly guitar. Well, I don't think that's very fair.
Oh, well, it is is an actual skill.
I think it's time we switch places. I'll have the guitar, please. And you can make up all those fancy, fancy words.
This isn't going to work, is it?
Makes it look pretty easy. I'll give him that. But it's just as hard what I'm doing over here.
We're all very proud of you.
Coming up with sentences. Anyway, let's stop examining our roles.
Do you know the word sentences isn't actually a sentence?
Well, I guess let's get on with the quick fire round.
Yes. Well, I thought that was absolutely the perfect length. Very refreshing. So... of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be council or tackle. Yeah.
Don't forget I'm pretty talented.
Yes.
This isn't written down. I'm just being spontaneous. I'm like a musical Eddie Izzard. Oh, I'm running for Parliament soon, and I put on nail varnish.
And I talk about jam.
Let's not. That seems like a veiled attack on Eddie Izzard. This has not worked out as well as I'd planned. That's the nature of my brilliant spontaneous jingle. Well, here it is, the quick fire round.
Of course, the quick fire round, all questions will be council or tax based. So Tom and Ivo, let's hear your buzzers. Thank you. Ben and Adam, let's hear yours. Okay, off we go. Complete this quote from Winston Churchill about tax. A nation trying to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to what?
Blood, blood, blood.
No.
Adam. Wank himself into submission.
Yes, that is correct. The famous Winston Churchill expression. It's like a man standing in a bucket and trying to wank himself into submission.
If anything, the bucket is irrelevant.
Yes, yeah. What do fingers have to pay?
Nail tax.
Oh. No.
Thumb tax.
Thumb tax is correct, yes. What does a bloke called Ian have to pay every time he jizzes?
Ian cum tax.
Oh. What does Joni Mitchell have to pay when an old man gets taken away?
Big yellow taxi.
Big yellow taxi, yes. What does a man who's in a temporary canvas structure covered in animal pelts have to pay?
Inheritance tax.
Inheritance tax, yes. Who is the Inland Revenue's favourite wrestler?
Hulk Hogan tax.
Anyone from the audience? Not Giant Haystacks, no.
That's good.
The undertaxer.
Showman.
It was Taxor Jim Duggan, everybody. It was Taxor Jim Duggan.
What?
No! Giant Haystacks.
I've crossed some out. I'm doing the fucking lot now.
All right, Sol Kogan.
Slam down.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Dickhead.
Seems a bit unfair. Angry wrestler.
Yeah. What is the Inland Revenue's favourite song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles?
The Tax of My Tears.
The Tax of My Tears, yes, well done.
Strong.
Someone clearly keen to get home. What?
He's on our team, by the way.
What do the Inland Revenue take when they're constipated?
Taxatives. Yeah,
prune juice, the natural alternative. And the final question. Which breakout star of the film Jerry Maguire is a poster boy for charges levied by a local authority? Adam Buxton.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes!
What?
We're looking for the...
What?
We're looking for a...
No!
We're looking for a pun on Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Taxia.
No, it's almost as bad as that.
Cuba Taxing Jr.
Closer, think of the title of the show.
Flatshare Slamdown.
Yes, it's Flatshare Slamdown Jr. No.
Cuba...
Her Majesty's Revenue and Cuba Gooding Jr.
I'd love to work for that department. That's a great department to work for.
Well, if this doesn't get us all booed off stage, it is, of course, folks, Council Taxing Junior. Now...
Whoa!
Show him the money! Show him the money!
Finish!
That is the last ever episode of Flatshare Slamdown. We peaked at Try the Veal Hirsute, I think, Kent. The show has been down the toilet, and in many cases in the toilet for some of the show from there. So before we hear the final scores, there's just time for us to squeeze in some plugs. Adam, have you got anything you would like to plug?
No.
Ivo?
No, it just seems undignified now.
Fair enough.
I'll try my best. I'll work on the pauses thing. I'll practice at home. Thanks for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you. It's been really.
I agree. Thanks
really
for
jolly
having
good
me
fun.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been jolly good. So, producer Ben, let's hear the final points.
They are painfully close.
Ooh.
It's not the only thing about this show that's been painful.
One team has 10, the other team has 11.
Wow.
Ooh.
Always a good sign.
The winners are Tom and Ivo. Yes! Oh!
So.
Redemption. That's the sound of redemption.
So, of course, Adam and Ben get a punch up the tax bracket, but this week's winners who get their next tax return filed by my accountants, Carr, Barlow and Moyles, are the winners. They are indeed Ivo Graham and Tom Parry.
Oh!
Thanks to our guests, Ivo Graham and Adam Buxton. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Adam Buxton and Ivo Graham. It was devised by Pappy, producer Ben Walker, Big Factor, who came down to see the recording, to the good folks that do the right thing, to James Peggs, Lowy, Sarah Edwards and Natasha Gaffrey for helping out, to Orange Mark, the Bruges Comedy Guide, and to the Phoenix Pub for having us. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a plus production for the Bruges Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Folks, thank you so much. Before we go, is it Claire who sent me an email today? Are you here, Claire? This is incredible, right? Now, Claire says, hello, Matthew. The other week I was listening to Mark Radcliffe on BBC Six Music, and he had Robin Hitchcock on talking about his new album, The Man Upstairs. I was surprised when they played the track Comme Toujours from the album, as Robin Hitchcock appears to have ripped off something. So let's have a little listen and see what you think. I've got it here. Do you want to plug that in and we can have a little listen?
God, it's exactly like Blurred Lines.
Come to show.
This is the quick fire round.
Are they clear?
It's a round that goes really quickly.
It's incredible, isn't it? Hitchcock is going to be hearing from Fanshawe Standard very fucking soon. Thank you, Claire, for that. Thank you all very, very much for coming along to the report.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.